Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remix.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. I like that. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, right into Governor of Maryland NFL picks Friday. Whenever you hear regulators, there's only one dude cool enough to make this work. That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Gov, I know your time is tight. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm good. Listen, like they say in regulators, if you know what I know, you don't want to quit this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know you are. I know you're quite busy, so we will move fast today. Let's start with your boys. Ravens back on the field after a bye week. Probably needed that bye week in more ways than one.
Man,
start there.
Listen, we needed this bye week, boy. We needed this bye week, and honestly, like we needed it not just to get healthy. We needed it to get our minds right. Like, we needed to remind people that when you walk into that locker room, there's a standard. And that when you put on that jersey, that you need to play like a Raven. And I swear, this crew has forgotten that in this first year. So it's important that they go out there, that they remember, when you put on that jersey, when you've earned that jersey's a shield. Go out there and earn it. Go out there and prove it. And I think we're going to be able to do it this week against Chicago. And I think Chicago is actually slowly but surely getting better. I think Chicago's actually put up some, has actually shown that they know how to put up decent games. I think the game, for example, that they had against the Commanders was actually a very good game for the Bears. But with Lamar coming back, with the team healthy, and with their minds right, I think that this is a week that the Ravens shouldn't just win, but the Ravens need to come out there and send a message.
All right.
It'd be a good week for it. They could certainly use that, man.
And if they don't, you can forget about it.
A very interesting game in the NFC East. The kind of surging Giants, even though they just gave up 30 points in the last 5 minutes last week. The Giants playing the Eagles. The Giants just beat the Eagles two weeks ago. Does Philly get back on them?
Yo, can we just first just take a second to talk about that game? Lord, that was, I mean, like, because you saw how, first of all, Dart is legit. And even like the picks, whatever, like it's like that was a dumb rookie mistake. But this guy, man, like he's got real poise and put up real numbers. But the complete collapse that happened with that team and the defense at the end of the game was wild. And actually, I think that is going to play psychologically into going into this week. I think if you win a game like that against Denver, you walk into Philly really with a lot of, you know, with a lot of swag and saying like, all right, you know, like guys, we are that team. Like we are different right now. The way it's not just that they lost, it's the way they lost. And now you have to go into Philadelphia against a team that is, you know, that at least last week, you know, was playing some decent football and is still the Super Bowl champ. I think that this is going to make a big difference at their home. I think the Eagles, it's very difficult to beat the same team twice, as we've just seen in football, period, especially when you're going on the road in the next game against them. And so I think Saquon is a big game. I think Hurts has a big game, and I think the Eagles win.
Yeah, I mean, that loss in Denver just has to be gut-wrenching.
It's devastating. It's devastating.
Yeah. On the other side of it, Denver gets that come-from-behind win, probably galvanizes that team, and now they've got a very hot Dallas offense. We saw what Dallas did to Washington last week. Good God. Dallas going to Denver, Mile High City, could be a high-scoring game. Cowboys-Broncos, sir.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a high-scoring game, and I do think that you know, listen, they did their thing against the Commanders, and I give it to them. I'm going to chalk up last week's Commanders game as just a one-off, because I think we saw things that we have not seen all season with the Commanders, and so and not good things. I mean, bad things. And so I'm going to chalk up last week as just, you know what, everybody has a bad week every once in a while, and I don't think that was because the Cowboys are that good. I just think the Commanders had a bad week. And you're going to Denver. And my constant philosophy on Denver is it's just difficult sometimes for a lot of these teams playing in the altitude and playing, and especially when Denver's actually playing some decent football and is coming off a really exciting and exhilarating win that they had last week. So while both teams are playing decent ball, I think home field advantage, particularly home field advantage in Denver because of the altitude, it does matter. I think Denver's going to need a big game out of Dobbins. I think they're going to need a big game out of Knicks. But I think they get big games out of Dobbins and big games out of Knicks. And so I think Denver beats the Cowboys.
We'll
take it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
That'd be good news here. I think Washington could certainly use that result. All right.
They sure could.
How about the Aaron Rodgers Bowl? You've got the Steelers playing the Packers. I mean, that's got to feel so weird for Packers fans.
Yeah, well, you know what? Honestly, like, and I love that you called it the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, because I think that's actually about right. The problem is that Aaron Rodgers ain't Aaron Rodgers anymore. And so, you know, I think that the Steelers, their defense is shoddy. I think that they do not have the capacity to hold down what I do think is actually a good offensive machine, which is the Packers. I think that Aaron Rodgers is, you know, can occasionally show signs of being the old Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Aaron Rodgers of back in the day. You know, we're talking about, you know, he's what, two teams removed from his glory days of the Packers. And if you watch what Josh Jacobs is doing right now, that's bananas. Like, he has been lights out. And so I think that, you know, Love and Jacobs, I think they pull it off. I don't think the Steelers defense can stop them. And so I'm going with the Packers on the road on this one.
Mike is going to introduce himself to Aaron a lot. Aaron has been his mentor.
Right.
Gave him confidence.
That's exactly right, too. That's exactly right.
Last one, Gov. Washington in a desperate spot going to Kansas City in a stadium the organization has never won at Arrowhead. What do you think their chances are?
Yeah, man, this is hard because, you know, listen, I really like this new Commanders team, and I think that they made good acquisitions. I think having McLaurin and Debo back is a big deal, and I think it's going to matter. But here's the thing. I think the Commanders were able to manage with Mariota, right, when we weren't playing good teams. When you're playing, like, bad or average NFL teams, I don't think that the Chiefs are a top three NFL team, but they're better than average. I mean, they are the last year's NFC AFC representatives for the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think, you know, Rashee Rice is going to make a difference. I think them playing in Kansas City is going to make a difference. And, you know, Jaden is, I mean, it matters when he's on the field and not. And I just don't know if, while Mariota is fine, I don't know if he can carry the team to a really important road win against one of the better teams in the NFL. So I hate to say it, but I think that I think the Chiefs pull this one off at home.
Yeah, listen, that's a fair assessment, Gov.
Definitely, and I know, it definitely is.
Yeah, I know you got to run. Thank you for making time for us. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate y'all so much, man. I really do. Are y'all going out, out to Kansas City to watch the game?
Yeah, yep. We're going.
Be there Sunday.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Gov, but part of the reason we had to move the scheduling around was because Andy Reid is actually joining the show in about an hour. So I feel it fair for us to ask you to move for Andy Reid?
Oh, listen, that is very fair. Please tell that man I said what's up.
Will do.
All right, gotcha.
Will
man.
Do. Thank you, Governor.
Hey, appreciate y'all.
All right,
take care.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore making his NFL picks. He wins year after year. You should ride with the Gov on the picks. And, dude, it is more than fair to think KC is going to win this week.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost hard to think something else. That doesn't mean Washington doesn't have a chance. People are overly dismissive of Washington's chances in this game.
They have chances.
Like,
they got to play a damn near perfect game to do it, though.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Joe Witt has talked with the media. Cliff Kingsbury has talked with the media. I do want to get to that stuff. I also want to open these phone lines up because on Fridays you get the chance to ask an NFL legend anything you want. We do Ask B. Mitch Anything. Mm-hmm. Phones are 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. You can upgrade your look with that dress collar polo.
Right now, sweater right now.
You like those sweaters.
Yeah, man. It's stylish.
Maybe I'll get a black one. Think I pull that off?
Yeah, you can pull it off.
Will I look extra white?
Nah, you might look cool.
Hell. Lord knows I need that help. all right, we're going to open the phones up. I did one note I wanted to make from Joe Witt's comments. DQ said, we just got to play better as a team. We got to play faster, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. Joe Witt was asked about personnel, and he got more specific. He said you're going to see more Jordan McGee, and you might even see Kane Medrano. It sounds like Kane Medrano will be active.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good idea, period. I think McGee has really flashed. He's finally been healthy, been on the field. I also wonder how much of that is necessity, that they might need Wagner and Luvu playing some D-end.
They may.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Luvu is the guy where you need to let him use that energy he has. Have him all over the place. Move around. You know, he could be that little fire plug for you, a little spark plug for you. But McGee, now that he's healthier, you just see he has something. And I would like to see that more often.
For sure. When you run through yesterday's injury report, seeing full practice for Bobby, Debo, and Terry, I think, is a really big deal.
Totally.
The rest of these guys got DMPs. Jaden, we know, is out. What do you make of Cosme in his first game back, lands on the injury report the next practice with a back injury? Back stuff.
Well,
bueno.
The thing about it, though, man, you've been out of football that long. You come back. You know, even like the knee injury, you know, we always say, the other leg, you know, was he moving different? Did that cause the back or something to happen to him? You know, just getting out there, going the full go. He's been out there in practice and week and months going really at it.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, and that's the one thing he had told me when they opened his window. Let me look at what was the schedule when they opened Sam's window. So he played against Dallas. That was the third game, right? So they opened the window, I guess, going into the Chargers game. And there was some question, oh, maybe he could play against the Bears. And he's like, I want to get some real practices in. He's like, I'm in shape. My knee is strong. But you got to get in football shape. Like, he was acknowledging it.
The push and pull, baby.
Especially in the trenches, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to open these phone lines up for Ask B. Mitch Anything. I really like the idea of McGee playing more. I think that might be predicated on all the losses on the D-line, frankly. But let's start the phones, man. Our guy Jim is in Manassas for Ask B. Mitch
Anything. What's up, Jim?
B. McSpindly, Aquarium Boys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, brother?
All right, JP, I promised no Juju Watkins questions today. This is a real football question.
All right, let's do it.
So I've really been thinking a lot about this team, especially with the way the defense has been playing. And I remember back in 2023, you remember Ron and JDR were talking about trying to emphasize takeaways, and this defense needs to take the next step. I mean, that's the whole point they drafted Forbes in the first place, and obviously that didn't work out. And, both of them lost their jobs as a result. And now I'm looking at this 2025 season, and, we have ball is life, and they're really preaching takeaways over everything, and now we have the defense in the state that it is. And so, B-Mix, I was wondering if you think that there's a flaw in trying to preach takeaways over everything, especially with the semi, not completely, but semi-fluky nature of takeaways.
Well, I think when you go out there and you're just going after the ball and you're not doing the for sure thing, which is the tackle, that could be a problem. I'm sure that's not what they want to do. I've always felt one guy comes in, grabs the running back, the receiver, whoever has the ball, the other guys come in and go after the ball. But what I've seen a lot this year is guys run in and reach to grab the ball, and nobody's trying to tackle the guy. So they may have to get back to that and understand ball is life, but don't let the damn tackle get away. Add a little something to it.
Thank you, bud. I think that's an interesting theory that I hadn't really thought about. But what I do know is they're not getting turnovers.
No.
So it's not working. And it worked in Dallas. Some of that might be personnel, man. Like some things are personnel-driven.
The way you get turnovers on defense is you put pressure on the quarterback. Okay?
They're not doing that.
You get penetration, and you start hitting running backs before they truly secure the football. All right, when they get a ball and turn up, you got to be there to hit them. They got to play tighter. Those things, that's the only way you're going to get it done. But if you're a quarterback and sit back in that pocket and you're not putting pressure on them, not many turnovers are going to happen for you.
I'm excited. Deb from the chat is calling in.
What up, Deb?
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
My question is, I'm a big fan of Mikey, and he's kind of been struggling this year, and I've been wondering, should he be moved back to the position that he played last year? Would it be worth trying that?
Well, I think they have guys that they want to play on the outside. Mikey, it's a little different playing outside than playing inside. Now the guy got a two. Oh, hell, they got three turnovers. Mikey got two of them. So, he's doing okay. I think he's going to get better over time because he's a guy that really works at it. Mikey is not like a lot of guys where they just – go out and go through the motions. He is putting in the work, and I think he'll get better. Just like last year, nobody expected him to be able to play that well. And he struggled a little bit early, then he came along. So this is just taking a little bit longer than I thought, and I think he even thought.
Thank you, Deb.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open for Ask B-Mitch Anything, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I got one for you.
What you got?
We're making progress at the house. Still currently have no floors, no walls. We're still living in very much a shanty. But we got contractors. We got approvals from insurance companies. We're making progress.
You got approval from insurance companies? You're good.
Well, we're not good because I still don't have any floors. But we're
coming.
They're coming.
Yeah. You want them to just throw floors in and you want them
No. My question is my house. My goal was Halloween. That is not obtainable.
31st?
That goal is long gone.
You can have a haunted house now.
Yo, we really could. We could have a good haunted house. My question for Ask B-Mitch Anything, is my house fully operational by Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
We're going to keep these phone lines open. It is Ask B-Mitch Anything presented by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Taking your calls for the whole hour. Then we got Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs head coach, future Hall of Famer, guy with a lot of Super Bowl rings, joining us at 1:15.
Yeah,
nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff shaking his head, I'm sure.
For everybody on the stream.
Everybody riding around shaking their head.
I got Planters peanuts. I just tried to eat some. I'm hungry.
Yeah, bro.
We're hungry out here in these streets.
Yeah.
All right, it's a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. It is Ask Me Mitch Anything.
Some food, do it.
Brought to you by Collars & Co. Shout out to Collars & Co. The gear is phenomenal. Phone lines are lit up, man. Let's do this, B. You ready?
Let's go. I'm ready.
Our boy Rick is on the route. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Rick?
B. Mitch, JP, what's going on, my guys? How y'all doing? Love the show,
we
as
good,
always.
Brother. Appreciate it.
Nice. Hey, JP, I want to say thank you because – I always make it this far, and you got me a drink, so I appreciate that. You're an A1 from day one.
My guy.
I appreciate
See?
That.
I always
I appreciate
pay off.
That.
You Although, think? Weirdly, I think I Jeff might have actually paid for that drink.
Hey, you gave me a drink. Hey, I don't
know. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Great.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to be in Kansas City. I'm leaving Monday morning, go to Kansas City. My question for you, B. Mitch, is – we were just at a barbecue spot. What barbecue spot do you recommend in Kansas City where we can get those good Kansas City ribs?
JP,
I hang up and listen.
Tell
Appreciate y'all.
Q39, dog. Q39 is phenomenal.
Andy Reid likes that place, too.
Yeah, man. It is great. Now, Kansas City has a lot of options, obviously. I think it's
how much for one rib?
Let me get one rib. I think there's a place called Oklahoma Joe's is supposed to be really good, something like that. There's one that's in a gas station that's really good.
It's in a gas station?
Yeah. Arthur Bryant's is a really well known. Arthur Bryant's to me reminds me of what Ben's Chili Bowl is to DC. I think it's because it's right next to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Okay.
Like I think there was a period of time where Arthur Bryant's meant a lot more than just barbecue. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, though, so don't quote me. But that was the vibe I got when I went there.
Q39 South in Overland Park.
Q39's fantastic.
That's where the chicken and pickle is, too, in Overland Park.
There's a bunch of, I think Jack Stack is kind of like a local chain out there.
The
it's really good.
We stand at is in Overland Park.
Yeah, your whole life is going to be in
so
Overland
I'm gonna,
Park.
I'm going to be going to Q39.
I'm going to the Q39 in Midtown.
Rick,
Sunday
let's night. Go to Q39, dog.
There's one other one, Gates. I've been there, which is
the Gates
quite good.
Is good.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, dude. It's all good.
Q39 at Gates, I would suggest.
Q39 is the best ribs I've ever had in my life, period. So,
damn, I ain't bringing no more ribs then.
Your ribs are great, B.
No, I don't care.
Look, you can
get Q39 to bring some damn ribs.
You can appreciate J-Lo and Beyonce, man. It's not a zero-sum
one
game.
One or the other. Yeah. One or the other.
Ribs are not a zero-sum game. let's go to, whoa, B. I think Bill Clinton's on the line.
Bill Clinton? Or Bill and Clinton?
William and Clinton.
That's Bill and
Hello.
Clinton.
Hey. Bill Clinton, are you there?
How y'all doing?
How you doing,
yeah, I'm
man?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're good,
doing
dude.
Good, brother.
I would talk to JP, but it's, he got nothing in his mouth. But anyway, B-Mitch, I got two questions for you, B-Mitch.
All
right. Because on occasion, I listen to your 2 o'clock guys.
All right.
And my question to you is do you think that JD has digressed and really after not playing in two games, do you think he's digressed?
No.
Regressed, I think, is the word.
Jaden Daniels, you talking about?
Regressed.
No, I don't think he has, no.
And would you take Drake May over Jaden Daniels?
Still wouldn't.
Okay. That's all I need to hear, sir.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude. Let's go to Jeremiah in Fairfax. Jerry, what's up, dude?
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call. So I just wanted to ask B-Mitch, what was the moment in your career that was your, like, welcome to the NFL moment? And then on the flip side of that, was there anything on the field toward the end of your career that made you say, man, maybe I shouldn't, you know, continue with football? Because a lot of times it's family stuff, it's off the field. But that's my question. Just what was your welcome to the NFL moment and leaving the NFL?
Welcome to the NFL when Vaughn, Vaughn Johnson from the Saints hit me in the chest and the back of my head hit the ground.
It felt like incidentally.
Damn, I was like, whoo, this is tough for me. And I got up talking trash to him, so I knew I was ready. And then the thing that made me retire and leave the game, say I'm done with it, I always told people when I caught a punt, I never cared about that first or second guy. Because I knew I could make them miss without even thinking about it. When I had to start thinking about how to make the guy miss, I knew that the reaction time had slowed down. It was time to take my ass home before I end up in the hospital somewhere. So that's why after that.
Hey, well, that's good.
Years,
unlike a lot of people,
done.
You knew when to hang it up. So thanks for taking my call, and y'all have a good Friday.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
Good call there, man.
That was a good call.
Yeah, Vaughn Johnson hit me. Bam! And I landed. He said, and actually, not that I, like, it was my welcome to the NFL moment. He told me, welcome to the NFL. And I was like, damn. Because, dog, that dude closed so quick. I was like, that big dude run like that?
That's awesome. let's go. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe,
what's up,
man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good, man.
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I got an idea, B-Mitch. JP, you can chime in, too. So, listen, for the NFL on the uniforms, right? What if they do, like, every Halloween week, they do a mix and match where, like, for example, our team, we could do the black top with the gold pants and the burgundy helmet. How'd that sound to you guys?
They gonna look ugly. I understand what you're saying, but no. I don't know if I want to see that, dog.
You
know, well, how about they have a special Halloween outfit? You know, something like
or
that
yeah,
I can see.
Yeah.
But if they put all them different colors, I'd be like, what the hell is going on over here?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got to realize some of our colors don't completely match altogether.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, right. Jupe. Appreciate you, bud.
You went down. He reached out for that one there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that was wacky. We got a dude calling from Iowa, B.
Iowa?
Nick is in Iowa. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I want to thank you guys both. You keep me connected to my team, listen to you guys on my hour drive to work, hour
Thanks,
drive
dude.
Home, so I can catch pretty much the whole show. I want to thank you guys. But my question is for B-Mitch. Sir, we all know you fear no one, right? but there's always that player that when you're playing, you're always looking for. So on the other side of the ball, who did you respect or possibly fear the most on the other side of the ball you were always looking for? Thank you.
Number 56 in New York. I don't have to say the name. You know who that was. And number 92 in Philadelphia.
It's two of the best ever.
Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor. You need to know where they were at all times because they can change your whole life.
Who from that era is underrated? Like, who doesn't get talked about enough?
I don't think people talk about Clyde Simmons as much as they should. He was on the line with Reggie. Seth Joyner was a badass dude. He could play. You know, that Eagles team, Reggie got a lot of the clout. You know, they talked about Randall, but they had guys on that team that was just straight out dogs, man. You know, and if I was, like, when we would go play them, but you knew you were in for a fight.
Yeah, for sure.
They were nasty.
Let's keep the phones going. 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Let's go to our guy Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Thanks,
bro.
Dude.
Hey, all right. Hey, listen, B. Mitch, I don't know what's wrong with JP, but you have the best ribs on this side of the Kansas City. And I ain't even had
Zeke's
ribs
just
yet.
Trying to get some ribs.
Zeke's trying to get some ribs. I know what he's doing.
how about some one rib? Anyway. Hey, B. Mitch, my question to you, man, defensive back could learn how to catch, we have about five or six more turnovers. We drop so many balls. So my question to you is, do you, in practice, do they actually, or have you been on a team where they actually have the defensive back receiving catches, learning how to catch? That's my question.
I've seen a lot of defensive backs after practice go to the jugs machine and catch balls. You know, they would be coming out of a break and getting their hands around to try to catch it. You know, I see a lot of guys, like, you know, when I was in Philly, I know what you call him. I watched D. Green do it here. You know, so yeah, a lot of defensive backs do that.
Right.
Another drill they do, Zeke, they do a drill where they throw, like, bad passes kind of to the linebackers and DBs to try to get their hands on them. So they'll throw it low, they'll throw it high just to try. You know what I mean? Because if you're picking a pass off, most of the time it's not for you. So you got to make a play.
Make a play on the ball.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, buddy.
Good questions rolling in here today, bro.
Good questions today. Let's keep it going. Sean is in Springfield.
What's up, Sean?
We're on a good question streak, Sean.
I'll try to keep it going. So, B. Mitch, I have a question about players' lifestyles. So we know that NBA guys, they'll be on the road, they'll go out, they'll run it up at the club the night before the game, and they'll probably still go out and ball out. So I'm just curious, how prevalent is that in the NFL, at least in your playing days and now? And the reason I brought this up is because I saw this post about Amon-Ra St. Brown being on 2K at like 5 in the morning. Next day, goes out, scores 2 touchdowns. So, like, I don't know. Did it affect performance, and, like, how often was that happening?
I don't think – I mean, guys have certain things they do, and if he's up at 5 something in the morning – probably got him a good night of sleep and he's ready to rock. You know, that's probably the way he burned off some energy. Like, the thing I would do, it was like every night before the game, I got steak, I got Caesar salad, some ice cream, and I had four ice drink Bacardi, not Bacardi, Bombay Sapphire and cranberry juice. I got four of them, and I would go to sleep, wake up the next day ready to rock. Basketball players are different. Like, football players travel, they all roll in. They got meetings and all. Then they get a little time. They may go out and get something to eat, but they backing for curfew. Basketball players normally are not playing till the next night, so they don't normally have curfew. You know, and you hear stories about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan went out and played golf. I think it was it Gretzky or one of the other hockey players. He played him. No, it was Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge basketball. And he told Danny beat him out some money. And he said, cool, you keep that money. Put it on tonight. I'm going to score 45 on y'all. And he went out and he put 56 on them. You know, so the stories about him are very, very historical.
Yeah.
Things he's done before games. A 36-pack in a day of golf and went out and scored 40-something and didn't allow the other guy to score many points as well. You know, I just think some guys are built different.
Totally. But
normally
– the only thing I would push back on if there's a theory that, like, NBA players go out and NFL players don't, I think that's
NFL
flawed.
Players go out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but like, the night before a game, hell, where are you going to go if you got to be in by 11?
Right.
You know? So, because I know my cousin came up here with Kelvin Brooks when he played for Denver. He came here. I said, dog, you don't have no curfew? He's like, what's that? I was like, that we got curfew, dog. But they didn't have curfew.
All right. We'll take one more here. Actually, you know what, Landfill? Just for you, I'll go to break.
I can't believe it.
It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, sponsored by Collars & Co. Phones are full. We'll take them all till we hear from head coach Andy Reid.
No flimsy calls,
calling from
baby.
Kansas City. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to try to go speed round for Ask B. Mitch Anything because these phones is blowing up. Let's
blow
go
up, baby.
To Jaime in Manassas.
What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, B-Mitch, I have a question for you. Talking about the Commanders, it looks like Lattimore is the scapegoat. Everybody's blaming Lattimore for everything that is happening with the Commanders and we're losing the games. But I wonder, I remember Charles Woodson, I remember Rod Woodson, how they extend their careers and they transfer from being cornerbacks to safeties. I wonder if you see that. I see in Lattimore he has the instincts, he has the aggressiveness, and maybe because of the injuries he has lost explosiveness and speed. What do you think about that transition, moving him to safety, free safety or strong safety?
You know, it's a possibility, but the thing of it, like, is he going to be that physical guy? I know he seems like that at the cornerback position. Will he be the guy back there? You know, because like sometimes. Guys with those cornerback instincts, they don't necessarily sit because you're supposed to be like the eraser back there, and a lot of guys with his aggressiveness and his mindset, they will go after some things which could be a problem. But I can see it happening later on in his career, or if he feel like now's the time, give it a try at least.
The other part of that is if you are going to make a change like that, that doesn't typically happen in season.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That'd be like an off season. All right, we're going to work on this. I mean, D. Hall did it. Let's go to Mark in Landover. What's up, Mark?
Hey, we're top of the day to you, gentlemen.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, B, I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time, man, because I know you're really smart about this kind of stuff. Man, do you think that they need to readjust the collective bargaining unit to where, when these guys practice, to where they could have a little bit more contact, you know, within the bounds of good taste? And
yes.
It would improve the game and maybe cut down on some of the injuries, B, because like you say, and I agree with you, man, you can get hurt walking down the street and in practice or any time. And it might help the game and cut down on the injuries with a little bit more contact and by adjusting the collective bargaining agreement about the practices and everything. And I'll hang up, man, because Jeff, like you guys said and Jeff told me, man, you loaded up and I'll listen to your answer. And, hey, you guys make sure you have a good weekend.
I definitely think they need to get out on the field and practice a little bit more and practice the physical aspect of it some. I don't think it needs to be something to be crazy and rampant about, but I think they need it because right now you see tackling has gone way the other direction, and a lot of guys do get hurt because a lot of guys don't know how to take hits. You know, just like a boxer knows how to take a punch. You move with the punch. You got to learn how to take a tackle, and if guys aren't being tackled at all until the game start, that's why a lot of guys get hurt because they don't know how to – Like move with it and flow with it.
Let's go to Frank in D.C. Frank, what's up, man?
Hey, JP. B. Mitch.
What's up?
Glad to be with
what's
you
up,
guys
bro?
Last week, man. Had a good time with you.
Oh, that was fun,
you,
man.
Yeah.
That was fun. Thanks for coming.
That was real fun. But listen, I was thinking to myself. Now, B. Mitch, can you recall sometime in your career, because I know we're like 10-point dogs this weekend, that you were on a team that had no chance in hell to win, and you pulled it off. And I'm not talking about the Joe Gibbs years. I'm talking about the years when you were with North.
Yeah, a lot of times we had those games where nobody thought we could win, and we pulled them off. And I've seen it on other teams as well. Just, you know,
right.
People forget the 53 guys on that team that has a chance to stress out, they are pro football players. They do have a level of pride, you know, and I think that right there, this could be something that can help this school, but bang, bang, two big plays, they end up winning. You know, so it's like outside people think there's not a chance in hell. People inside the locker room think there's definitely a chance.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Try to sneak one more in here. I think it's Big G and Sterling. Big G, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. And don't say nothing about those chicken wings.
I would love if you brought us some.
Hey, B. Mitch, quick question, man. What can our defense do to put pressure on a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes?
Blitz, change up schemes, things like that. Make him think one thing. Somebody's coming from one direction, come from the other. You're not going to get him just rushing four, and you're not going to do it by just rushing four and sitting in the zone. You got to blitz him. You got to find ways of tricking him. You know, zone, blitz, all types of things. Make it switch up because he's seen everything, you know. But still, if you start getting the guy off his spot, you start hitting the quarterback, all of them, no matter how good they are, they will begin to not play as well as they play when they got a lot of time.
Appreciate you, bud. All right. Sneak one more in here. Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
What up, Los?
How long do you think it's going to take for DC fans to actually show up and to be actually true fans and not just, you know, fans that just got tickets from their great grandfather or just from work? Because I'm tired of going to Caps games. I'm tired of going to Commanders games. And there's still empty seats, especially when they're nationally televised. It's embarrassing that I turn on ESPN, I go to Capital One, and I see empty seats at the Caps games. And if I go to Monday Night Football and there's empty seats at the Commanders games, what's your guys' take on it? Thanks for taking my call.
The Caps game thing is that's a shot. I don't see many empty seats when I go to Cap games. You know, and the thing about the team people here, you know, a lot of times you got to realize, though, people will pay for tickets and they just not sitting in their seats. even at the Commanders games too. People are up there in the concession stands and things of that nature are trying to get inside because it gets a little chilly for some of them.
Yeah, I tell you what, I thought the crowd at the Monday night game was phenomenal.
It was crazy.
So I don't if there were empty seats, I didn't see them. Quick break from us. Andy Reid will join the program at 1:15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.